Learning and Neurofeedback. Introduction. Neurofeedback is a cutting-edge approach to self-regulation that utilizes the principles of learning to enhance neuronal activity and achieve therapeutic state changes. It is grounded in the understanding that the brain's plasticity allows for adaptive changes through training. By employing classical and operant conditioning, as well as observational learning, neurofeedback enables clients to internalize desired neural patterns, improve emotional regulation, and achieve behavioral goals. These principles not only enhance the effectiveness of training, but also help clients generalize these skills to everyday situations, making neurofeedback a powerful tool for therapeutic and educational applications. Three main types of learning. Learning in neurofeedback can be categorized into three primary types: associative learning, non-associative learning, and observational learning. Each of these plays a critical role in how individuals adapt to feedback and modify brain states. Associative learning is especially relevant to neurofeedback as it involves the formation of connections between stimuli and behaviors, which can be leveraged to reinforce desirable neural patterns. Observational learning, where skills are acquired through observation and imitation, also plays a significant role by allowing clients to bypass trial and error processes. Non-associative learning, while simpler, influences how clients respond to repeated exposure to stimuli, adjusting their engagement over time. Associative learning is critical to survival as it enables individuals to predict future events based on prior experience. For example, a person who consistently notices that feeling stressed precedes a headache can learn to intervene earlier by practicing relaxation techniques. Similarly, neurofeedback uses associative learning to help clients associate specific neural patterns with positive outcomes, such as improved focus or reduced anxiety. This form of learning not only promotes behavioral change, but also allows clients to understand the significance of environmental and internal cues in regulating their states. Classical conditioning. Classical conditioning, a foundational concept introduced by Ivan Pavlov in the early 20th century, involves forming associations between a neutral stimulus, NS, and an unconditioned stimulus, UCS. Pavlov's experiments with dogs famously demonstrated that pairing a bell, NS, with food, UCS, led the dogs to salivate, unconditioned response, UCR, at the sound of the bell alone. Over time, the bell became a conditioned stimulus, CS, that elicited salivation as a conditioned response, CR. In neurofeedback, classical conditioning might occur when a specific auditory tone or visual display becomes associated with successful self-regulation of brain activity. For instance, a client undergoing training to reduce anxiety might hear a calming tone each time their brain shifts out of a high beta state associated with heightened arousal. Over time, the tone itself may elicit a sense of calm, reinforcing the neural patterns associated with relaxation. This principle is also utilized to train clients in controlling involuntary physiological responses. For example, an individual with migraines may learn to associate a specific visual cue with the onset of relaxation in their scalp muscles, helping to reduce tension that triggers headaches. The predictive relationship between the cue and the desired physiological state strengthens over time, enabling clients to anticipate and replicate the state without external feedback. Such applications demonstrate how classical conditioning enhances both the efficiency and sustainability of neurofeedback training. Operant conditioning. Operant conditioning, as developed by Skinner, modifies voluntary behaviors through consequences. In neurofeedback, this principle is applied by reinforcing specific brainwave patterns associated with desired outcomes. For instance, a client diagnosed with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, ADHD, may train to increase low beta activity and decrease theta activity, which are associated with improved focus and attention. Reinforcement is delivered through immediate feedback, such as playing a movie or providing a visual reward when the desired brainwave patterns are achieved. This positive reinforcement motivates clients to maintain and replicate the desired neural activity. Negative reinforcement might also be employed, such as reducing an unpleasant sound when the brain moves out of a maladaptive high beta state. Both forms of reinforcement increase the likelihood of the desired behavior. Operant conditioning and neurofeedback involve shaping a method of successive approximations where the criteria for reinforcement are gradually raised. For example, a child learning to improve focus might initially receive rewards for brief periods of low beta activity. As they progress, the duration required to earn a reward increases, encouraging sustained focus. To illustrate, consider a professional athlete experiencing performance anxiety. During neurofeedback training, the athlete may work on reducing high beta activity linked to stress. Positive reinforcement might involve a visual display showing a peak performance graph when they successfully lower high beta levels. Over time, the athlete learns to self-regulate even in high-pressure situations, such as competitions. This ability to generalize learned behaviors across contexts is a testament to the power of operant conditioning in shaping adaptive neural responses. Non-associative learning. Non-associative learning involves changes in response strength to a stimulus through repeated exposure. Two key processes are habituation and sensitization. Habituation occurs when an individual's response to a repeated, unchanging stimulus diminishes over time. For example, clients might initially find the tones or visuals in neurofeedback sessions distracting, but learn to ignore them as they focus on their training. Conversely, sensitization leads to heightened responses following exposure to a strong stimulus. For instance, a client might become more attuned to subtle shifts in their emotional state after experiencing a dramatic reduction in anxiety during neurofeedback. This heightened awareness can help clients recognize and address early signs of stress in their daily lives. Non-associative learning is particularly valuable in neurofeedback for conditions like chronic pain, where clients learn to modulate their perception of pain signals. Over time, habituation to certain triggers and the ability to shift focus can significantly improve quality of life. The simplicity of non-associative learning makes it an integral yet understated component of neurofeedback strategies. Observational learning. Observational learning, or social learning, is a process through which individuals acquire new skills or modify existing ones by observing others. This form of learning is particularly efficient as it avoids the need for trial and error. For example, a client might observe a clinician demonstrating a breathing technique to reduce stress and then replicate the technique while receiving neurofeedback. In practice, observational learning often involves iterative cycles of demonstration, imitation, and feedback. A client learning to increase alpha waves associated with relaxation might observe a model achieving this state, attempt to replicate it, and then refine their efforts based on neurofeedback cues. The interactive nature of this process accelerates skill acquisition and helps clients internalize the learned behaviors. For example, in group neurofeedback sessions, clients may benefit from watching peers achieve success in modulating their brainwaves. This shared learning environment can foster a sense of community and mutual encouragement, enhancing motivation and overall outcomes. Observational learning's social and interactive elements make it a powerful tool for teaching complex self-regulation techniques. Critical elements in neurofeedback training. Readiness. Client readiness encompasses physical, mental, and emotional preparation. A client who is well-rested, nourished, and motivated is more likely to succeed in neurofeedback. For example, a child with ADHD may benefit from sessions scheduled during their optimal energy levels, ensuring they are engaged and focused. Clear communication about the training process and its potential benefits enhances readiness by fostering trust and motivation. Readiness also involves addressing potential barriers, such as anxiety or misconceptions about the process. For instance, clients who understand how neurofeedback aligns with their personal goals are more likely to approach sessions with enthusiasm. Clinicians can further enhance readiness by creating a supportive and welcoming environment tailored to individual needs. They should ensure that training is conducted when the client's social and physical environments outside the office are stable and not unduly stressful. Repetition exercise. Repetition consolidates learning by reinforcing neural adaptations. For example, a client working on reducing anxiety might practice self-regulation techniques multiple times a day, gradually building proficiency. Regular sessions ensure that the brain's plasticity is effectively harnessed, leading to lasting changes in neural patterns. Repetition is not just about frequency, but also about consistency. For example, a client practicing mindfulness techniques alongside neurofeedback may find that repeated exposure to calming brainwave patterns strengthens their ability to enter a relaxed state independently. This interplay between repetition and neural plasticity underscores its importance in achieving sustained progress. Reinforcement effect. Immediate and meaningful reinforcement is crucial for effective learning. For example, a teenager training to improve focus might earn points for successfully increasing low beta activity, which can be redeemed for rewards. Immediate feedback ensures that the brain associates the reward with the desired behavior, strengthening the connection. To optimize reinforcement, clinicians must tailor rewards to individual preferences. For instance, younger clients might respond best to gamified feedback, such as unlocking levels in a video game, while adults might value tangible rewards like improved work performance. The personalization of reinforcement strategies is key to maintaining engagement and motivation. Primacy and recency. Introducing foundational skills early, primacy, ensures a strong base for more complex learning. For instance, a client might first learn to regulate basic brainwave patterns before advancing to more nuanced tasks. Recency, or the reinforcement of recently practiced skills, helps clients retain and refine these abilities over time. In neurofeedback, primacy and recency also intersect with session structure. For example, beginning a session with a review of core techniques, primacy, and ending with a summary of achievements, recency, can reinforce learning and boost confidence. These principles help clients build a strong, lasting framework for self-regulation. Intensity. The brain prioritizes intense and novel stimuli, making varied and engaging tasks essential for effective neurofeedback. For example, integrating virtual reality scenarios can provide immersive and challenging environments that enhance learning. Intensity also applies to emotional engagement. A client experiencing a profound sense of accomplishment during a breakthrough session may find this intense positive experience strengthens their commitment to the training process. Balancing intensity with manageability ensures clients remain motivated without becoming overwhelmed. Freedom. Voluntary participation fosters intrinsic motivation. Clients who actively set goals and engage in the training process are more likely to succeed. For instance, a client aiming to improve sleep quality might feel empowered by tracking their progress and seeing tangible results. Clinicians can enhance this sense of freedom by involving clients in decision-making. For example, allowing a client to choose the type of feedback they receive, e.g., visual or auditory, can increase their sense of ownership and agency. This collaborative approach reinforces the client's active role in their own progress. Resources requirement. Neurofeedback professionals build on existing client skills, gradually introducing new challenges. For example, heart rate variability biofeedback might start with simple breathing exercises and progress to more complex tasks involving emotional regulation. This stepwise approach ensures clients remain motivated and capable. Resources also include the environmental and social support systems surrounding the client. For instance, a supportive family member who encourages consistent practice can significantly enhance outcomes. Ensuring clients have access to adequate resources and support networks is a critical component of successful neurofeedback training. Discrimination and generalization. Discrimination involves recognizing specific cues that signal when a behavior is appropriate. For example, a client might learn to associate stressors at work with the need to practice relaxation techniques. Generalization ensures that learned behaviors are applied across diverse contexts, such as using focus techniques both in the office and during social interactions. These skills enable clients to adaptively respond to novel challenges, enhancing their resilience and flexibility. Discrimination also involves refining responses to specific triggers. For instance, a client may learn to differentiate between mild stress that requires breathing exercises and severe anxiety that necessitates a deeper relaxation strategy. Generalization, on the other hand, ensures that these skills are transferable, enabling clients to handle a wide range of scenarios effectively. Conclusion. Neurofeedback stands as a revolutionary method for fostering lasting changes in brain activity and behavior through the systematic application of learning principles. At its core, neurofeedback taps into the brain's innate plasticity, its remarkable ability to adapt and reorganize itself to achieve therapeutic goals. This approach incorporates classical and operant conditioning, which establish the foundation for clients to form and strengthen associations between desired neural states and external cues. Observational learning further enhances this process by enabling clients to acquire new skills efficiently, without the need for extensive trial and error. One of the most significant takeaways from neurofeedback is the role of tailored reinforcement strategies in achieving self-regulation. Immediate and meaningful feedback ensures that clients associate their efforts with tangible outcomes, such as reduced anxiety or improved focus. By gradually increasing the complexity of reinforcement through techniques like shaping, clients are encouraged to refine their skills incrementally, leading to sustainable behavioral changes. This process not only empowers clients, but also reinforces their confidence in their ability to manage their mental and emotional states independently. The importance of readiness cannot be overstated. Preparing clients physically, mentally, and emotionally creates an optimal environment for learning and growth. By addressing potential barriers, such as anxiety or misunderstandings about the process, clinicians can foster trust and motivation, ensuring that clients are fully engaged in their training. Coupled with repetition and intensity, these elements maximize the efficacy of neurofeedback, enabling the brain to solidify adaptive neural pathways. Perhaps the most transformative aspect of neurofeedback is its focus on discrimination and generalization. Discrimination allows clients to identify the specific triggers and contexts that necessitate certain responses, enabling precise self-regulation. Generalization ensures that these learned skills extend beyond the training environment, equipping clients to handle real-world challenges with resilience and adaptability. This dual focus underscores neurofeedback's holistic impact, as it prepares clients to apply their skills across diverse situations and stressors. Neurofeedback is not merely a therapeutic technique. It is a powerful educational tool that bridges the gap between neuroscience and personal empowerment. By understanding and leveraging the principles of learning from associative processes, like classical and operant conditioning, to non-associative adaptations, such as habituation and sensitization, clients are given the tools to take control of their mental health and well-being. The integration of readiness, tailored reinforcement, and comprehensive learning strategies ensures that neurofeedback not only achieves immediate results, but also lays the groundwork for lifelong resilience and self-efficacy. Neurofeedback exemplifies the profound potential of combining scientific understanding with personalized care. Its ability to transform lives by enabling individuals to harness their brain's adaptability makes it an invaluable resource in both therapeutic and educational contexts. The principles explored in this lecture are not just theoretical. They are the foundation for real, measurable, and lasting change, empowering clients to thrive in their daily lives. Neurofeedback leverages the principles of learning to foster lasting changes in brain activity and behavior. By incorporating classical and operant conditioning, observational learning, and tailored reinforcement strategies, clinicians empower clients to achieve self-regulation and symptom relief. The integration of readiness, repetition, and intensity ensures training effectiveness, while the focus on discrimination and generalization supports the transfer of skills to everyday life. Neurofeedback exemplifies how understanding and applying the science of learning can lead to profound therapeutic outcomes.